Welcome to this weekend's Mentor Moment. Each weekend, I bring you a brand new mentor. This week, it's DC Cahalan. This is a brain special. We talk about how a late diagnosis of ADHD led him on a journey of personal discovery to figure out how he can work with his brain and not against it. Enjoy the episode.
About 2 and a bit years ago, I was self-diagnosed, first of all, with ADHD. And then also after that, then a medical, you know, the internet diagnosed me with ADHD. And then afterwards, a medical professional actually did the same thing. A friend of mine that I spoke to a friend of mine in California, and he said, this guy in California, Pete Schenkman, he's an ex-entrepreneur. So he's been where you founded actually one of my favorite websites, which is Harrow, which is Help a Reporter Out. So this is, you know, this was for those of us who worked in like startup marketing, this was just a site where...
Such a great idea.
Great idea, you know. Here's I'm a journalist, I'm looking for a story, I'm looking for this. Can you help me out?
I think that could still work again.
Oh, I think there's new versions of that every day. So like suddenly, you know, like, because when you discover that ADHD is actually a real thing and that you have it...
And why were you looking, DC?
Because I found... I found that all these contrasts in my life, I found contrasts like I was an incredibly hard worker, and then there were times where I felt incredibly lazy because like I could spend days nonstop, no sleep on something if it was something I was interested in. If somebody asked me to do an end of month Google Analytics report, like it nearly, you know, I would nearly stick knives in my ties before I would actually get it done.
So would you avoid doing it?
I would avoid doing it, yeah. So like I went through probably 15 years of thinking, I had this weird dichotomy of like, I'm a massive procrastinator, but then sometimes I'm not. So you'd, of course, the challenge then is you go and read all the advice for being a procrastinator and none of it works for you. Yeah. So you're very confused.
Yeah.
And literally-
You try all the hacks.
You try all the hacks and they're like, okay, the hacks aren't working. What's really- So obviously they like, this plays havoc with your mental health when you're trying to go through it all. And then suddenly one day, you know, you start reading, because obviously, again, everybody, you know, there's all these people who are like, oh, ADHD isn't a real thing. It just showed up. I'm like, well, no, it's like everything else in life. It's always been around. It's just that at some point it become part of conversation. And, you know, in particular, like ADHD has been talked about for 20 years for kids, but adult ADHD, adult diagnosed ADHD, it's really probably 5 years. I'm sure if you went back and looked at Google 5 years ago, there was no searches for it. When you discover that you have like clinically diagnosed ADHD, it is the most therapeutic thing that could ever happen to you. Because in the space of reading like one line in a document that says, you know, DC Callahan has been diagnosed with X, like in my case, it was like 30 odd years of beating myself up, 30 odd years of self-flagellation, of feeling like I was a procrastinator, feeling I was, just vanishes overnight because suddenly the blame goes away. Because suddenly it goes from something that you're doing to yourself to something that, well, look, it, you know, this is a chemical imbalance in the brain. You know, it's very similar to things like depression. You know, I know people, like the thing about depression is, again, like it you can think of it as a mental condition or you can think of it as a biology thing. And in the end of the day, people with ADHD, it's all about chemical balance in the brain. And that's, you know, coming back to what we were saying earlier, it's about taking care of yourself. But when you discover, when you actually accept that, when I accept the fact that, well, like the difference between me, somebody who doesn't have ADHD, is just, it's a dopamine thing. I don't do it. I don't produce it the same way as other people do. And there's things I can now do to fix that. That changes, you know, it changes your perspective. It gives you a bit of a more positive, because it shows you there's a solution. And you mentioned then, like as I said, the book, Faster Than Normal. I've read all the books on ADHD. The reason that book is the one that I get to people first is because it's the one that puts the positive spin on it. Mm. It's the one that says it's a superpower. Like it is the ability.
It's also written in a very normal way.
It's just
some
so
books
normal.
Are very inaccessible.
Yeah. They're written by doctors. They're written by, this is an entrepreneur telling the story of, okay, I now understand why I was always willing to kind of really accept risk and do that. It, you know, this is why I was always able to think faster, you know, do these things. Like some of the you can totally understand while you're reading about ADHD why so many entrepreneurs have it.
I think every entrepreneur should read that book, regardless of whether you think you have it or not.
Yeah.
I think there's just so much value in it, because so many of the traits I see in entrepreneurs and even in myself are in that book.
Yeah.
And you're kind of going, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes
and
a
it's,
lot of sense.
Isn't it, is like anything else, it's back to that whole thing of like, when you realize you're not the only one, that's like, I always thought of that as mental health. And I think it's the same with physical health. Like, you think about physical health, people are always feel better about it. Like, you know, when it's a group activity, like you're in the gym on your own, you're very focused. If you're there with other people, it makes the whole thing more enjoyable.
Huge. You work out harder.
Yeah.
It's more crack. You get more out of it. Your endorphins by the end of it are flying.
But we make mental health a solo sport. And actually, in
that's
particular,
a really good insight.
In particular, men, like the one thing that we have to be jealous of forever is that's why women are infinitely better at looking after their mental health, because they treat it like a team sport. Like you will, if a woman sees one of her friends is down, like they will collectively go and do something about that. Men, we're after getting so much better at it, but it's still, you know, it is still almost like an individual sport, not a team sport. It's, as somebody said to me once, it's for men, it's still the 100-meter sprint. It's not the hurdles, you know, or it's not the baton passing and stuff like that. And I think I'm thankful that we've gotten infinitely better. I think in Ireland in particular, like we've had so many amazing kind of male role models over the last, everybody from the Rubber Bandits to whoever, come out and just talk about stuff.
Just normalize it. And thanks for sharing that with me, because it's conversations like that I want to have.
If you enjoyed a snippet of that chat with DC, go back, listen to the full episode. It's an absolute cracker. It is episode 364, Inside the Venture Capital Brain. If you are not on my newsletter, you need to go figure that out. It's go to MrGaryFox.com and subscribe. I send out a free newsletter every single weekend. I'll talk to you back here in a couple of days.